I always finish with what I think is the most difficult question to answer, but we're going to play a couple of tracks, part of the podcast. Which two tracks on the EP do you think characterize it the best?
It's tough. They're all really quite different. I would say that if you could only play two to represent the entire EP, I would definitely start with I Don't Wanna Let You Go.
This is Going Underground, a podcast from the music and arts blog yourcalling.co.uk. I'm your host Graham Smith, and this week I'm joined by Canadian singer-songwriter Jordan Hart. We're talking about his debut EP, Only Pieces of the Truth, and I started by asking the story behind the name.
It was a bit of a funny story behind the name in that I wrote this song that sort of garnered the attention of the record label that I'm with, and it was one of my favorite songs to sing live. All of my listeners in Toronto at the time, it was all their favorites, and they would often sing along with it. So it was becoming quite a successful song, and I had named it Whole Lot of Love, and was kind of, you know, pushing it under that title. Everyone was getting to know it under that title, until my record label lovingly pointed out that there's a super famous Led Zeppelin song called Whole Lot of Love, and mentioned that we might not want to compete with Zeppelin right out of the gate. We might want to build up a bit of momentum before going right for the top with Zeppelin. So they asked if there's another title in, or like, I guess, lyric in the song that resonated with me enough for it to be the title of the song. And so I started to kind of go through with a fine-tooth comb all of the different lyrics in the song, and found one of my favorite lyrics on the EP. It's a simple lyric, but it's just, words are only pieces of the truth. And to me, it was just a perfect representation of all of the different, I guess, songs on the EP, because a lot of them speak about, I guess, a personal connection with yourself and the relationships that you care about most. And just a realization that our communication as a species is limited to our ability to work with English in a lot of ways. Not always, obviously. We also have, you know, our ability to read body language and things like that. But it's just sort of a realization of the frustrating result of having a language that communicates only a piece of the truth that we're feeling. And so I thought that it would be a beautiful title for the EP and sort of set the tone for the rest of the songs.
To my eyes and find it. Take your time, take it in. Through the pride and past the silence. Just a little more. I'm sorry for the state that I'm in. Sleep ain't coming easy anymore. There's demons at the door. Hand me up, oh. stumble home, I'm almost stuck. Staring at your door, I'll never knock. Time wasted without you. And I know I'm holding all the cards, wishing you could see inside my walls. 'Cause I saved you a whole lot of love. Empty hours and empty spaces. Give me time, give me time. 'Cause we've been turning into strangers. A little more, yeah. Been looking for the way to phrase this, but words are only pieces of the truth. And you've got demons too. They had you up all night, and when I stumble home, I'm all messed up. Staring at your door, I'll never knock.
What inspired you when you were writing the EP? I mean, who were you listening to? What were you consuming? What, you know, what was going through your mind?
The EP recording process took place over 5 or 6 years with this one. As it's my debut, I was able to go right back into the archives. And so it spans over quite a long period of time. But as I was refining it in the last kind of year or two, I was primarily listening to this Canadian artist named Leif Volebec. He's one of my favorite musicians of all time. Bon Iver, always listening to him. Frank Ocean, all of his new stuff. James Blake. So I guess you could say it's sort of like all of those musicians have a rootsy core, but they all have sort of taken it and made it into their own thing. And I'm a really big fan of that, sort of combining all of the elements of modern music and sort of making something new out of them. My music has always been a sort of sense of therapy for me. And so when I sit down to write, it's inevitably just representative of what's on my mind, which is most often how my relationships are doing at the time, especially with the people that I care about most, how I'm feeling about the current events of the world, and how I'm feeling, you know, in myself. And I think that this song covers all three of those topics.
It's time wasted without you. And I know I'm holding all the cards, wishing you could see inside my bones. 'Cause I saved you a whole lot of love. I saved you a whole lot of love.
What was the recording process like?
A bit frustrating at the beginning because I come from years as a live performer first, and I'm so used to, I guess, feeling the energy of an audience in my performance space that as soon as I was brought into the vocal booth for the first time, I just failed to meet my expectations of what I thought was a good vocal performance. And it took me a while before I realized that what I was trying to do is emulate my live performances in the studio and capture the essence of my live performances in every recording session. And I had a lot more success when I wrote a couple songs in the recording studio, actually, and kind of wrote them as I was creating them. And those were always my most successful recordings. And what that taught me is that, for me anyways, as an artist, each song has a different life on stage and in the studio. And as soon as I was able to sort of let go of the life that I allow it to have on stage and reimagine the song, I was able to, yeah, just create such more successful recordings. And so what I would do is usually take whatever guitar riff or piano riff led the song, completely scrap it, start from scratch, start with an instrument that I never imagined for the song or something like that. And what it did is just create this fresh wave of energy that I would then kind of ride through to the final product of the recording.
For anyone who hasn't heard your sound before, how would you describe it?
It's tough to describe your own sound, I'm finding, and it changes every day. But what I've kind of distilled it down to is that at its core, it's sort of a roots folk music. And that's not to say that you're going to hear a ton of, you know, Joni Mitchell or Leonard Cohen in the music, but at its root, it is that simple song that describes something we can all relate to. And then beyond that, it spans from everything from, I'd say, acoustic R&B soul to sort of avant-garde electronic. I guess the result is quite eclectic. There are quite a few different elements to my music, and it varies from song to song. But I would say that if you were to just distill it down to one sentence, it would be roots music influenced by acoustic soul and avant-garde electronic, if that makes sense. Subtly influenced, because at its core, it really is just acoustic folk music.
At the start of the program, I asked Jordan to name two tracks from the EP that best characterize it. Here's the rest of his response.
I think between... It's tough to say because there's this one song, Doc's Intro, that is completely left of center. And so if you wanted to encapsulate the whole image, I think you'd have to play Doc's Intro, which is, as far to that avant-garde electronic experimental music as it goes. And then I guess the other way, in the opposite direction, as far as it goes, would be Only Pieces of the Truth, which is sort of the cleanest cut. You get to hear what you expect to hear song. So I'd say probably between Docs and Only Pieces of the Truth, you'd get the full scope.
Maybe we'll cheat and play three.
Perfect.
My thanks to Jordan Hart for being this week's guest. Check out his EP, Only Pieces of the Truth, in all the usual places. I hope you'll join me next week when I'll be chatting to Netherlands-based singer-songwriter August Green. See you soon.